Hello and welcome to the Pugsley Crew Reviews podcast, where we talk all manner of films, whether they're good, bad, or just okay. We just watch the fuck out of them. Today we have a returning guest, Doomed Prinny. How you doing,
hey,
Prinny?
Dude. I'm good, thanks.
You doing well?
Doing great.
Bad. You been busy? Up to much?
I'm always busy, and then I'm always complaining I never have enough time, and then I do have loads of time, and then I'm like, I'm bored. Somebody wipe me out.
Dog is snoring, for those who care about my dog, which the is called Pugsley, which is why it's called Pugsley Crew Reviews. Anyway, the film we watched this week is Black Friday. It is from 2021. I mentioned the year specifically because I think there are other Black Friday films, and I don't want people thinking that it's a different Black Friday film. I have no idea what the other ones are, but there you go.
Can I tell you, one actually is a really famous Bollywood movie. So I was looking for the trailer before I actually got to watch the film. So when I was searching, that one came up, and I was like, huh? Are we watching World of Cinema? But then I realized, Bruce Campbell's in the one we're watching. So I was like, no, it's not this one.
If only it was the same Bollywood movie and Bruce Campbell was in that. I could make for entertaining
It'd
film.
It'd be fantastic. 100%. I'd watch it.
The film that was chosen today was actually mentioned by Q9000, who is regularly on the show. He's not here today due to technical issues. But he mentioned it during the podcast, which you also took part in, called Thanksgiving, which was like a thriller-y, horror-y thing. But that was mentioned by Kurt, and we said all three of us should do it. And obviously, like I said, technical issues meant it isn't new. But me and Prinny have watched it, and we're ready to talk about it. The premise is simple. It is set in a shop, specifically a toy shop, during Black Friday, which I think is also Thanksgiving at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that, I didn't even click on, because I said to the missus earlier, I said, in America, usually it's like Black Friday is after Thanksgiving, but if Thanksgiving is on the Friday, did they do Black Friday on the same day? And the missus said, well, according to the film, they do it at the same time. I said, how do you know that? So then she said, like, because they were having Thanksgiving dinner when one of the people were leaving to go to work for the Black Friday sales.
True.
And I was like, oh yeah, shit, I didn't even notice that. So there you go. But
it's something we wouldn't know though, because it's such an American thing. Like, Black Friday is so new to us here. I think within the last maybe 3-4 years. Like, and we only know it as it's the day where you get loads of discounted stuff, and we don't even go in store most of the time. It's mostly online only. So it's like, yes, store, all the websites, 3, 2, 1, buy stuff.
Yeah, and more sites, if you look it up, like a price checking stuff, more sites do better sales, not on Black Friday, which you're better off buying the stuff then, surprisingly. Like, I think Amazon Day is better on Amazon than Black Friday, stuff like that. But the funny thing is around you, I don't know what about in England and what have you, Black Friday was a thing for a long, long time, but it was different in the sense of, I think, don't quote me because I'm maybe wrong, it was the Friday before Christmas where everyone would get fucking wasted. It'd just be like, it was, I don't know why it's called Black Friday, maybe because it was just such a shitty fucking day where everyone was out pissed. Something like that, anyway. And the prices of taxis would be like 5 times the price. Ridiculously costed. It's like a £10 journey would be 40, 50 quid or something. So, yeah. But it did have in the film a Bruce Campbell, who was the manager of the shop. I did start writing down the names of characters. for previous films, but I forgot to do it on this one. So Bruce Campbell does actually say, do you know why it was called Black Friday? Because of this and that, and then explains various different things. But I didn't write them down, so I'm stupid. Let's talk about this interesting fact that I didn't write down and can't remember. That's how we do things here. So it starts off with this guy putting up a Black Friday sign. And then it's all kicking off outside. You can hear it kicking off and you're thinking, oh, probably just Black Friday sales, people wanting to buy shit. And then all of a sudden, I was like, something shot through the ceiling, like the roof of the building. And I was like, is that a flare? But it wasn't a flare. It was some weird, grotesque ball of stuff with a little worm in it. And then it spaffed in the guy's face. But the missus was like, that looks disgusting. I was like, why? She's like, I was like, you don't care about spaffing the face? Not like jokingly saying it to her. And it's like, yeah, well, that looks disgusting doing it.
That's quite a compliment for you then, Peds.
Exactly. But so you see that happen, and then it cuts to completely different people. And the first person you see is some guy dropping off his kids, and he's all about like, oh, heroes have to work on Black Friday. And you're thinking, oh, maybe he's a cop or something. And he just works in a toy shop. I did like it when he says to his youngest daughter about the stepfather guy. He's like, he doesn't work on Black Friday. So what does that say about him? That was good. As if to say, he's a dick. Yeah. But, so they go to the shop, or all the different staff, because there's a few different staff members. Everything seems all right, apart from like one person's like, I feel really sick, and his wife is like, you're fine. And you could see he's really rather ill. Looking. But then it gets on to the store opens. People are going a bit nuts because it's Black Friday. And then one of the tills breaks. And the guy's like, oh, right, well, you're going to have to go to the customers. You're going to have to go to the other tills and stuff. And then he's like, oh, some guy blew chunks over in aisle 3. You're going to have to go clean it. And he's like, but there's so many germs. And then he goes to clean it. And I was like, that isn't blowing chunks, because what's on the floor, I don't even know what it is. It looks like fucking the insides of a person or something. know what I mean?
You knew from this point that, you know, it set the tone. It was going to get gory and it was going to get over the top.
Yes, it's quite interesting then from there on, because, like, you see the things are starting to get a bit fucked. The guy who spewed over the floor is obviously all messed up and looking, because he's obviously been infected by spaffy worm, or a spaffy worm at least, and attacks the guy who's going to go clean up the mess. He then gets smacked, has a load of shit dropped on him, which stops him from doing it. Then that guy's wife, I think, attacks him, and he smacks her with something, which everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing? And they like zip tie him to a chair. It's like he's gone crazy. And it's like,
honestly, it's typical management being like, you should be kissing the floor the customer works on. It's like, no, they literally attacked me and tried to eat me. And it's like, no, the customer's always right. Bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I felt heavy relates for that poor guy.
Yeah. What I liked about Bruce Campbell, like, he comes down and they're having this conversation about him attacking these people, and he's like, what are you doing? You've got to be like nice to the customers, and everything's going to shit. And he's like, if we can get it sorted quickly, we can come back up at like, I don't know, 2 a.m. and start making money. It's just like, that's where your fucking thoughts go to, making more money.
Yeah. In its own funny way, it did just, troll, parody real life.
Yeah. One of the things that is said, actually, early on in the film, before this, so when the father guy arrives to pick up the younger guy, Chris, or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And he walks out and he goes, "Oh, weighing in at 35 pounds and looking like an absolute vegetarian." I did find that really funny. Because the guy's like really fucking thin looking compared to.
Yeah, he's like a beanpole. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. There's some really funny stuff in here. The film itself, I think, is all right. I don't think it's amazing or anything, and it's quite interesting, but, there's quite a bit of gory scenes, and it's a bit silly, but, just pretty good fun. Like, nothing amazing, just good fun.
Yeah, I agree. Because I couldn't help but compare it to Thanksgiving, because a lot of the premise is like paralleled, like exactly the same. It literally starts off the same, except it's a department store, whereas this was just a toy store.
Yeah,
meeting a few of the workers before they get to the store, seeing who the workers are and where they are and what happens, and all the different dynamics, exactly the same. Only difference is you never make it out of the store. The whole film is based there. But, I mean, whereas Thanksgiving had a whole, development and reason behind everything happening, Black Friday, I had no idea where the hell this story was going. I was like, okay, well, supernatural, weird. What was it? Were you calling him? Spaffy Worm.
Spaffy Worm, yeah.
So Spaffy Worm was just evolving and getting bigger and bigger. And for some reason, some of the people who were getting, affected by it, were turning into these grotesque kind of goblin things, which I think the best way to describe is the monster from Jeepers Creepers, because that's what it looked like to me. And it was just like, couldn't take it seriously, because it did look like a really bad rubber suit, this thing.
Yeah.
And that morphed around. And it was just over the top, and literally it spunked all over people. It was that, gross. Though, at the same time, the script was quite witty, so you never lost interest. And I even had a point where whilst I was watching, I had technical difficulties, but I actually wanted to see the end. I wanted to see what the hell, what was the result? What was the conclusion of this bloody film? and it's pretty out there, isn't it?
Yeah. One thing I thought was funny is the floor manager. He was like, he bit Brian. One of the other people.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, he was a creep. I didn't like him and stuff like that. And it's like, what?
Yeah, he's a dickhead. So basically, just to explain the context, if one of the infected from the Spuffy Worm, if they bite you, you become infected. Either they eat you and you die, or you become infected. So basically, there's this whole altercation where the new guy is infected and he's trying to eat the beefcake guy, and then Brian kind of intervenes to help, and you're thinking, oh yeah, big up the gay supervisor helping him. But actually, he's a bit of a dick. He helps him, and then he bites him, and you can't really see that he's bitten him, but you actually assume the monster's bitten him. And later on, he talks about it, and then you're like, what? There's this whole thing of, oh my God, you really are a bad person. And he's just like, nah, he deserved it. He's a drunk. He's never sees his kids, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, who need to judge, man? And wow.
I think one of my favorite scenes with him.
That also does explain. Hmm? Yeah, no, and then he keeps talking about it, isn't it? He's trying to justify it. And he keeps, and like, they've walked off and left him. They're off camera and you can still hear him justifying his. So that's what I'm saying. It was quite clever. Like, the direction was really well done. But it did explain it, because when that guy, I can't remember his name, Ken, that was it. Beefcake guy is actually called Ken. So Ken is like, leave me behind, I've been affected. So, he's been all like, I'm taking one for the team. He's like, guys, leave without me. So for the whole time that he's left behind, he's like not changing. And I'm like, why am I not, turned into a monster yet. And then I just thought, oh, maybe it's because he's quite beefy. Maybe it just hasn't got to him yet. But when Brian then comes out with, yeah, I bit him, and it was like, oh, you dickhead, you left him to die. But yeah, Ken in his own way does stuff and helps them out, but from another area of the mall. I liked it because it did give me, it did remind me a little bit of, I don't know if you know Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's set in a mall, and they're kind of like running around it and trying to like survive and stuff like that. So that kind of made me think a little bit of that, where other stuff's going on at, in the mall at the same time. So later on when Ken comes out, because you know he's going to come back because Brian reveals he bit him and not the monster.
Mm-hmm.
So when he does come out, he's like, knock, knock. And then he's like, you're supposed to say who's there. And you're like, oh, he's back with the dad jokes.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Brian shocked me. When Brian died, I had no sympathy for him. Not going to lie.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked that scene as well, though. He's like, maybe I can get through to him. The customer's, hey. He's like, talk to him. And then as he's in the middle of saying, and the customer is always right, the fucking giant monster just flicks him flying. You hear, smash into a car, and the car alarm go off.
It was brilliant in the way he was like, oh, I can get through to him. It's a manager thing. You wouldn't understand. And it was like, wow, what a dick. Yep, total manager thing. And then when he does it, he actually talks for ages before this monster, like, literally disintegrates him. And it's like, you're thinking, oh, my God, is he actually going to save the day? And it's like, nope, we led you on.
Yeah, it was great. The customer is always flying dead. I don't even think you see him dead, do you? You just hear him explode a car.
Yeah, but then even when Ken comes out, he's like, did you see Brian get? And then like, yeah, man, like a piece of paper flicked. So they even discuss it, you know. It's quite funny.
It is. That's the funny thing as well, though, is because like there's a scene earlier on with Ken, you said his name was, and he's like picking some of these bloody dumb... these idiot customers, and then one of them was like, I'll make you pay for this. Yeah, they think we're all idiots, and then she's the one chasing him around later on in the film.
Yeah.
And she's in this rubber suit.
That's
and I paused it at one point and said, look at that, to my missus. And she's like, whoa. I said, have a look. She's like, I can't see anything. And you could see the rubber suit had nipples, and you could see the
nipples. Yeah, you could tell it's a woman.
Yeah. I was like,
I know that too. Which is what I'm saying. It was laughable. That's why it reminded me of Jeepers Creepers, because that film was really scary till you saw the monster naked and it was like, ugh. It's like, this is like Buffy the Vampire Slayer quality. It was so cheap. That's why me and Peds are both like, yeah, this is very like, what is it? I'd say what Z quality, Z be like horror movie quality.
Yeah,
but
there
were aspects of it that were quite good. Like the script was pretty good.
Yeah.
And hey, whatever budget they had, they paid Bruce Campbell, I'm sure.
Yeah. To be honest, it was like I said, it was an enjoyable film. It must have been low budget
It
was like there's only one bit that I think was CGI at the end. I'm not sure if it was CGI in the sense if it was all CGI with the monster, the giant fucking monster, or if it was a person in a suit and then it was green screened or animatronic and then green screen. May have been that. Some sort of practical effect, the green screen. But it's funny because, you know, it starts off like with the people. You don't really see, like, one of the things they said is, oh, if you get bit by you turn into them. But I don't remember anyone actually getting bit until Ken got bit, because every other time it looked like this white stuff spat out of their faces, or like went on the faces of the other ones. So I assumed that maybe it was infecting them, like, kind of spaffing in their mouths with the weird white webbing. And I thought that's what it might have been, but it just seems to be if you get fucking bit as well, so I thought maybe he was there.
I'll tell you one thing, Peds. I don't know how you felt about this bit, but you know when the handyman employee got killed, I was pretty shocked, and I actually kept thinking, I've not seen him physically die or his dead body. Will he come back later on in the film? And he never did.
No,
so sad.
It was. He was kick ass. Like, he was actually doing murdering of the weird creature things, and everyone else just spent most of the time running, going, you know what I mean, screaming for help. Whereas he was just like, fuck this shit, and just like kicking ass.
Yeah. And when he died, one of them was like, oh god, we're screwed now if he's dead. And it was like, yeah. And how did one of them survive? I just don't get how the skinny guy survived. It makes no sense. I think they were trying to make out it was more brains over brawn, but they needed that brawn to get there.
I think, personally, it was all down to pure fucking luck.
Yeah.
And nothing else. Okay. Left it when he was about to, like, when they're on the roof and everything's on fire, and he's like, right, yeah, I'm going to count to five to jump down, and the fucking building shakes, and he falls off.
Yeah, and he fell. Because he hates,
he hates germs.
He has I think they're trying to make out he's got OCD or something, because they keep making him do filthy things as like punishment. And when he had to jump into the trash van to survive, he was like, no, he looks wet and disgusting. And it was just really funny. He was like, I'll pass. I'll stay here and die with the building. But yeah, talking about luck, I actually forgot at one point, and I had to actually rewind, because I remembered the old lady, and I was like, when did we lose the old lady? But then I found it when the police car drove to the building, and you're like, oh my god, the police are coming, and it's like, and then the car just crashes and it hits her, and she just goes flying.
I was the same. I was like, what, the old lady again?
Yeah, and they don't, because they never address it. They just run at this point, and it's like, oh, and we never hear of Ruth ever again.
One of the things I liked was where they were having a conversation, the young girl and the old woman.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you're dating him. She's like, no, we're not dating. And she's like, oh. And then she's like pumping her fist, going, so it's like consensual fuck partners.
Yes. That was so funny. Yeah. And the thing was, it was the young girl who got uncomfortable. And the grandma was like proper, yeah, like you said, thrusting her fist.
The first person to die in that store was the guy who wears a hat. He goes out for a cigarette and he's smoking, and then he gets killed. And my first thought was, another reason why you shouldn't smoke.
Smoke.
No smoking. Yeah. Or as we'd say, dim as muggy. Means no smoking. In Wales, in Welsh.
Yeah.
But overall, I think the film, budget-wise, not great, obviously. Like,
very low.
I found the acting all right. I didn't find any issues with that. I thought the story was a bit... I think what elevated this for me to like be good is actually genuinely funny. One thing I was disappointed was... was Bruce Campbell dying.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't so much that he died, it was the way he's like, yeah, in the handbook it says we're family, so I'm just going to jump down here and die. It's like, why would that stop the rest of them coming up? I didn't get that, but...
It just distracts them, if anything. My biggest complaint with this film is there wasn't enough Bruce Campbell, and when... he was on scene, he wasn't kicking ass, and I was disappointed because it was a horror movie.
Yeah.
I expected him to have a parody moment where he picks up a chainsaw and start killing things. Sorry, anyone else watching this would have expected it too. Yeah. I wanted to see Groovy Bruce.
I was either expecting to see Groovy Bruce, or I was expecting to like pick up a chainsaw and be like, nah, I'm not using that, and then chuck it. Something like that, you know?
Yeah, a reference. Yeah. But his death was pretty lackluster. I thought he was going to do something impressive at that point, and with the hatch, and then he just jumps in, and it was like, well, that was pointless.
Especially because he just jumped on off a roof.
It's sad, really. I wanted him to bring out some special like toy shop secrets to help them. So I guess I just didn't know what to do with him at that point.
It's like when Ken put on the roller skates, and it's like, he falls over and stuff wearing them, so it wasn't really as a benefit to him wearing them. He could have just ran around.
No, it was more funny.
It was.
It was just for shits and giggles. That's it. But I like that, because when you're in whatever area you're in, you're just going to use what you've got to work with.
Yeah.
And that's why I liked it. It was fun because it was the toy store, and there was always the reference to like the bears and stuff like that. Because I actually expected at one point, because they always had the glow in the dark Minecraft swords everywhere. I was like, when are they going to start hitting things? They didn't, sadly. But yeah, I felt like they could have done more of the film. But yeah, it looked like maybe they wanted to do more. Maybe they cut bits out of the film, because even at the end, I looked for a secret ending. There wasn't. And I was like, it feels very incomplete to me.
Feels like it's set, perfectly set for a second film.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, we've spoiled the film loads anyway. Right at the end, they kill the monster and they drive off and you see more in the background, like in the distance. Yeah. But like I said to the missus, I said, well, this is a different store to the other one. So what's happening there? So I kind of guessed that they would be more out there. So like, it's like, oh, we'll just go and see my family, but on the way we'll get some pancakes. Like in the background, there's just more of those big fucking monsters destroying shit. The thing is, I don't actually understand what they are, in the sense of, like, they're just like this weird organic stuff with people connected to it that moves around. It doesn't, I don't know if they, doesn't seem to be any logical thing to it. It's just a thing that happens. And I guess you don't really need her in a kind of a film like this, but some explanation would be nice.
Yeah, it's true. Nah.
What was your favourite moment of the film then, Prinny? What was your favourite moment of the film?
So I felt like they wanted to keep it quite an abstract film. That's why they didn't give you much details.
Mm.
Like, as in, it doesn't matter. This film is just out there because it's out there, you know?
Yeah.
My favourite moment in the film, there were a few. So I did quite like when they did the... I mentioned before the handyman guy, he just started kicking ass. Like, they're all basically clueless.
Yeah.
And then he comes along, and then the granny's like, Ruth, she's just like, you're all fucked now. And then he starts shooting them with nail guns. And I was like, yeah, kick ass. But then you slowly find out he's literally the only one. And he's a bit of a stereotype. They pick the big muscular guy to be the tough guy. And then they kill him off pretty quickly, which I thought was insane. But his whole bit was quite fun, where he's leading everyone, because they split into two groups, and then Jonathan, the manager, Bruce Campbell, kind of worms his way out and goes, oh no, I'm gonna go in the back because I'm normally not on the shop floor, like, stupid reasons.
Yeah. Like, he says, like, oh, like, on the shop floor he's me, like, pointing at the what's his name, I can't remember, the floor manager, what's his name, Brian.
Yeah.
I did find that funny. That's the thing. There's some good lines in it. It is fun. It's just a bit, I don't know. It doesn't quite hit right.
Yeah.
The film itself.
As you said, it was good, but it wasn't anything spectacular. Like, it was entertaining. I watched it. Will I watch it again? No. Will I go out and buy the DVD? Nah. Definitely not. And there's quite a few good moments, though, like we've already mentioned, loads of different bits, like loads of different conversations. But I wouldn't sit here and go, oh my God, this is like, I can't stop thinking about this. The only thing I couldn't stop thinking about was what the hell is, like, at the end. I was like, what the hell just happened? Like, this monster just turned into Godzilla. Like, is America going to be destroyed now? By spunking Godzilla? I don't know.
Spunking Godzilla. Oh, that's a film I don't want to see. No one wants to see a spunking Godzilla film. Pretty.
Well, if you do, watch this film, Black Friday.
I would recommend watching this film. I would say to watch it to people who haven't watched it. Hopefully people have watched it before listening, because otherwise they've had a lot spoiled. But I do think that people should watch this film. It's enjoyable. I think the best thing about this film is the little interactions between the cast more than anything else, because there's some funny dialogue.
Yeah, you know? Don't think about the greater plot. Just think about the characters. They are actually, they really do grow on you. That's why I kept having, you know, thoughts of what happened to this one? What happened to this one? I actually cared at this point. I was like, wow, I had not much to work with, but I still managed to like care about them, remember their names and stuff. But I agree with Peds. This is definitely worth watching, and if, especially if you like horror. It's just very fantastical. Like, again, comparing it to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was a bit more realistic. The perpetrator is an actual human rather than an alien. So it's one of those things.
Yeah. Even though Thanksgiving was a bit far-fetched, it was still a lot more grounded than this was.
Yes.
But then it's understandable. 100%. That's a human getting revenge. This is weird spaff worm from outer space.
Yeah, I think so. But also, bearing in mind, Thanksgiving, there were moments where I had jump scares and where I was like anxious, like, what's going to happen next? Whereas with Black Friday, it was literal pure comedy. Like, there wasn't... I think there was maybe one moment where I was a bit, like, jumpy about. I'm trying to think which moment that was. I think the moment where... that's it. When Ken gets bit and then him and a bunch of them are trying to beat up this the new guy... Like, hitting him and hitting him, and I think I was cringing a bit at this point. I was like, oh, my God, just stop. But then our manager, Bruce Campbell, actually goes, they're never really dead. And then later on, he wakes up again. And I'm like, I knew it too. It's like, it's rule number one in every horror movie, double tap. Keep killing them until they're dead.
When they stopped hitting him, I actually said to the missus, they need to keep hitting him.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. I was like sitting there going, he's not dead. I know he's dead. And he came back and that, I think that maybe jump. But I think that was about it. Were there any bits that made you jump?
No, not really. The one thing I will say is strange is the woman who kept getting like employee of the month, she gets stabbed through the throat by the new guy. And then she like seems to come back to life to attack Bruce Campbell in his chair. But he jumps out of the way in time. Somehow he seems to just know these things.
Out of the chair?
Yeah. He was. I think it was him.
Oh, no, the girl, no, the female employee pulls him up.
Ah, that's what it was it? I must have missed that a little bit. But it's funny because you don't see her after that one scene. But she seems to like come to life and then die again straight after it.
Yeah. Oh gosh, she's so annoying. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I didn't like her. A bitch. I'm glad she got stabbed in the face.
She's really getting on my nerves. Yeah. Agreed. And I'm glad the new guy bit her too. Like, screw you. Because this is why I was getting invested. Because you could, again, it was more work ethics were getting to me. They were all sabotaging the young guy. And she wouldn't let him become employee of the month. And the supervisor, Brian, kept putting him on the dirty jobs because he knew it bothered him. And I was like, wow, proper workplace bullying. This is not fair. And that's why Ken was being hard on the skinny guy, because he was just like, dude, you're so much better than this job. Why won't you leave? Just leave. And it was almost like they were ousting him so he could get a better life, better job. But obviously only one person meant it from a good place. The others were just being bullies.
We're going to end now in a second. Is there anything you would like to add, or are you all good with what's been said?
No, I think it's all good. Like I said, I would have liked an extra hidden ending. Apart from that, I'm looking forward to seeing Black Friday Part 2.
Better be a Black Friday Part 2. Come in. Ow, I bam my fucking arm.
I'll be very That was Peds raging against not having a Black Friday Part 2.
Yeah, agreed. anything you'd like to plug before we end?
So if you like JRPGs or Tekken, come check me out on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/ and then it's doomed_prinny. I also do interviews with voice actors and other interesting peeps on YouTube, and also post those pictures on Instagram. But you can find all my links on my Twitter/X page, which is at Hades_kitty, because Doom to Prinny was taken, guys. I know it's confusing. But yeah. That's me.
Alright, and that is gonna be us then. Thank you for joining me on this fun little chat about an alright film with some very funny moments. We'll be back in a fortnight. Well, I say we as in we the podcast. Prinny might come back, who knows? Who knows what's gonna happen? Maybe Prinny will take over and it'll be called Prinny Crew Reviews. Who knows?
You never know.
Anyway, take care, everyone. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Ladies. Bye, dudes.
Coming to the ring, weighing 35 pounds, looking like an absolute vegetarian, Chris Gadecki!